Good morning and welcome to a Monday after a wet and wild weekend. We hope that you're safe and reasonably dry and things are okay with you and your family. Good morning, I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Hi there, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm old enough to remember when party conventions were displays of feel-good displays of party unity, and now both parties seem to be unraveling at their conventions.
Unraveling and splitting even deeper, and we've been talking about this now for a very long time, how that's playing out here locally. We're going to pick up that conversation this morning. Now, you know, for months, the fissures in the Republican Party have continued to split the GOP, and although the Stop Trump movement has itself been stopped, many in it are still wondering how to support a party whose nominee they can't support. That would seem to be the situation with State Representative Beth Fukumoto Chang. We've been speaking with her periodically to get her assessment of the GOP's future in Hawaii and her personal dislike of the party's now nominee for president, Donald Trump. Beth Fukumoto Chang joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making time for us.
Of course.
Now, you and I have been talking about this for a long time. You've been pretty vocal, and in all the conversations that we've had since last fall, you've been rather categorical that Donald Trump is not your candidate, and now, of course, he's the GOP nominee. How are you assessing your party now?
Well, my opinion hasn't changed. I don't think he has come around to show any of his earlier statements or earlier actions were different than what we expected. I still think he's exhibiting things that we shouldn't be valuing as a party.
Specifically, which ones?
I think, you know, if you watched his nomination speech, for one, this whole idea of sort of doom and destruction is just not what I think we should be presenting. Particularly, I think it casts minorities in a terrible light. And you know, the party seems to be sort of doubling down on picking up the votes of sort of white America, and I don't think that is a winning strategy moving forward.
As is expected after most conventions, the nominee gets a bounce. He certainly has gotten a bounce today, looking at the CNN poll, which has him a few points ahead of Hillary Clinton. That obviously may change, but as you look at that, how do you reconcile that with the fact that, you know, you're very different from the people that Donald Trump seems to be seeking to be able to get himself elected?
Yeah, I mean, I think at least my feeling, even as a Republican, is that Donald Trump and the path that he's taken, he doesn't need my vote. He doesn't necessarily want it. He's made no effort to try to pick it up. And that was my takeaway from the convention is okay, they're going to double down on this strategy. And those of us that don't fit into the picture of what they're trying to pick up as voters or who they're trying to pick up as voters are unnecessary. And as I said, I don't think that that's a winning strategy for the party, maybe for this election. But we know the demographics are changing in the country, and this is not something that can continue.
So, Beth Fukumoto Chang, how are you talking to your constituents now?
You know, I think, surprisingly, I think I agree with Ted Cruz, is people should just vote their conscience. And I do want them to support candidates up and down the ticket that fit whatever they believe. So I've always said people should split the ticket if they want to. Vote for Democrats, vote for Republicans, vote for the best candidate rather than looking only at the party label. And I think that's the same thing, and I hope people do that in my district, that they'll continue to be willing to consider a Republican if it's a Republican that fits their values.
A lot of people are saying that they find this so upsetting, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, and certainly looking at what we're seeing play out before the Democratic convention today, that there are people who are just saying, I'm going to opt out, or, you know, I'm going to vote for a third party. Jill Stein is being looked at as, you know, some sort of, if not sane, but certainly an option for a lot of people, which is to say that this election could be grossly distorted by people who simply want to opt out.
Right. And you know, voter apathy is such a difficult thing, particularly in our state. We already have a low voter turnout. So to see sort of what's unfolding nationally is just very sad from, you know, the perspective of an American. If everybody stays home and decides not to vote, you know, then both parties have really done a disservice to the American people, because I don't think either party has presented a nominee that really fits with what the American public wants, and people feel like they're voting for the less of two evils, and that's sad.
You talk about apathy, but, you know, clearly what we're seeing on both sides of the aisle, this is not apathy. This is a lot of conviction and passion on the part of both people who, you know, have been Democrats up to this point, but are very upset because of what has been happening with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Bernie Sanders. Those who are in the GOP who are saying, as you are saying, Donald Trump is not my candidate. Vote your conscience, whatever it may be. But clearly watching these fissures deepen. How do you think that this is going to be able to go forward in the way that we've traditionally known American politics?
Yeah, well, I don't think it can. I don't think we can continue down this path. The polarizing nature of this particular election cycle, but this cycle leading up to it, we didn't get here overnight. The polarizing nature of that has basically alienated a lot of voters. And I think what we have is, we do have a lot of voter apathy, not within the party. So people that are normally involved in parties or people that are very politically aware maybe latched on to a candidate, latched on to a party this cycle. But what we're getting are the people that are very angry one way or the other. And I think the vast majority of Americans don't feel that way. They feel frustrated, but they're not going to go protest in the streets. And I'm worried they're not going to come out to vote either.
How about you and your own personal frustration? I mean, there are rumors sort of circulating around that you may be in the GOP for now, but maybe not for long.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, I think both parties are having problems, and I think that's clear. I think neither party has delivered something that's going to benefit America. And I think all elected officials should be moving forward thinking twice about the choices that we have. Should we only be picking Republican and Democrat? I don't know. I think this particular election cycle, we might see a break in that, and we might see either centrists coming together or people that just sort of want to put parties aside. And I think we could see that in the next 10 years. So as I've sort of told everybody, I'm not going to say that I'm going to be in the Republican Party absolutely forever. I don't think that anybody in politics right now can or should be making that commitment.
Well, thank you very much for your candor, and we'll be watching what happens, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
State House Minority Leader Beth Fukumoto Chang is the youngest person to serve in that position. In 2013, the political blog The Daily Beast listed her as one of nine women remaking the right.